A long-term study on the effects of rising seas is on its way to Tampa officials. WUSF's Steve Newborn reports it could set the stage for the city's next 100 years.
Several scenarios were raised, including hardening waterfronts with seawalls and raising roads and utility lines in low-lying areas. Other options include natural buffer zones and flood zones, rather than relying on seawalls and concrete. Brian Cook is one of the report's researchers at the Florida Center for Community Design and Research at the University of South Florida. He says decisions about a community's goals and needs and the money spent on them should be made sooner rather than later.
Are they going to put up and protect and try to stand their ground in the face of challenges, or are there going to be other strategies involved?
The state of Florida paid for the study, which is now being sent to the Tampa City Council. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.